This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network in the Relationship and Sexual Health channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience, simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with Jackie Oliver, the sex technique modifier at End the Problem, recommended by leading medical specialist. Jackie teaches men and women, as well as couples, the ultimate strategy behind achieving and restoring a great sex life. Jackie, certainly a privilege to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you, Eric. It's good to be here.
So tell us, what is the difference between sex and relationship therapists, and what is it that you do?
Okay, so sex therapists and relationship therapists tend to deal with the issues surrounding intimacy. So the communication, the past experiences that the client may have experienced. What I do is I specifically teach clients how to resolve sexual dysfunction issues. So that can include premature ejaculation, erectile dysfunction, being unable to attain an orgasm, also a lowered libido and inner vaginal dryness. So I actually deal with the mechanics of sex, and that includes the thought-action sequence. So that's like the mind-body connection required to achieve or restore proper sexual function. So the client can actually eliminate the performance anxiety that is being caused by having the sexual dysfunction problem. So when sexual technique and function are creating a sex therapist or a relationship therapist client's relationship unhappiness, then those therapists often refer their clients to me.
From your experience, how common are sex problems in society?
It's actually a major social problem. Now, statistics indicate that 1 in 3 men suffer from premature ejaculation, so that's ejaculating before him or his partner want him to. Then there are 40%, just about 1 in 2 men over 40 who experience erectile dysfunction issues. So that's the males. Then with the females, 30% of women are unable to orgasm at all. So they can't orgasm during foreplay, they can't orgasm during intercourse. Sex is totally unfulfilling for them. Then 80% of women are finding it difficult to achieve orgasm during intercourse. So with those combined problems between the males, between the females, sex is really challenging. And if you look at those statistics, then 1 in 3, at least 1 in 3 of every person's friends and colleagues are suffering from sex problems. So these problems have a huge impact on a person's self-esteem and their ability to feel confident when relating with others, and it actually affects their work life as well as their personal life, because they're always trying to figure out how they can solve this problem. It's just a massive problem in society.
And I would bet, on a side note, that when there are sex problems, it probably opens the door of doubt in the regards to the other possibly being involved in another relationship. Probably would open up that door. Am I right in that?
Absolutely. And the thing is that, for example, a male who has an erectile dysfunction problem, so he has a problem either achieving an erection or he loses erection hardness. So if the male has this particular weak erection problem, his partner often thinks that it's their fault. Because, for instance, from the female perspective, it's like, well, doesn't he love me anymore? Isn't he attracted? What's going on here? Is he having an affair? And the thing is that it's common for either of the sexes who have sexual problems to lose interest in sex. Now, sometimes they lose interest because of their partner having a problem. For example, erectile dysfunction or early ejaculation. Or sometimes it's their own problem of being unable to achieve an orgasm, and that's in the woman's case. And because they are unable to feel fulfilled during sex, it becomes, well, is this something that I really want to do? And if it's complicated, especially with the male sex problems, sex becomes really complicated. It becomes an arduous task to help their partner to get an erection, and then they have to have sex really fast in case the partner starts losing the erection. And so it makes for sex to be unfulfilling. It makes for an emotional disconnection because either or both partners are so focused on the problem and worrying about the problem, they can't enjoy any emotional intimacy during sex. Now, sometimes there isn't an actual sexual dysfunction problem at all. Sometimes the person just has a problem with their partner's technique, and the technique is just not fulfilling them in any way.
I'm sure that was a loaded question, and you could go on that one. I just wanted to throw that out for whatever it was worth. But how can a partner tell if their partner has a sex problem?
If their partner has a sex problem, then it's likely they will start losing interest in sex. So they will stop initiating sex. They will make excuses not to have sex. And sometimes a male will even still masturbate, which is very confusing to the female. He's like, well, he's masturbating, he's obviously feeling horny, why isn't he having sex with me? But if he's worried about his problem occurring, then he doesn't want to feel humiliated, but also he doesn't want to disappoint his partner again. So instead of initiating sex, he starts refraining from initiating sex. So that doesn't actually mean that he's lost interest in you or he's having an affair. It just means that he doesn't want to fail.
And that certainly makes a lot of sense today. We are with Jackie Oliver, the sex technique modifier at In the Problem, here on eHealth Radio's Relationship and Sexual Health channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Jackie, what contributes to poor sexual technique?
Well, this is really interesting. We weren't born with a great sexual technique. Nobody was born with a great sexual technique. And as we grow up, we're not actually taught how to have sex at all. We just do it for the first time, and we hope that everything works. Sometimes it does, but for many it doesn't. So our whole sex education that we experience through our schooling years, we're really only taught how not to have sex. So generally speaking, men tend to get their sex education from porn, whereas women tend to get theirs from reading romance novels. Now, both of these educational sources set up unrealistic sexual scenarios, and they can often actually cause sex problems and can result in unfulfilling sex. I had a couple who were actually referred by a relationship therapist, and their relationship problems were caused by their sex problems. So this couple had been experiencing sex problems for 6 years, and very common scenario, after the birth of their last child, the woman just, her libido switched off. She was so focused on looking after the kids that she had lost interest in sex. Now, it's expected that after a woman has children, she'll focus on the baby for a while, and then her libido will switch back on again. And this isn't often the case. Unless the woman specifically puts her attention onto sex, she can be waiting for the rest of her life for that sexual switch to turn back on. But with this couple, I'm a bit of a detective when I am working with a client to solve their sexual problems. One of the other things that came up for this couple was that her partner was always wanting to change position. So his sexual education was through porn, so I was always changing position because that's more fun for the partner. Yet from a woman's perspective, she'll just get into a nice rhythm and it's starting to feel really good, and then the partner's like, okay, let's change position. And she's like, oh, okay. So they change position. She starts getting into the rhythm and it starts feeling really good, and oh, and an orgasm might be happening, and now it's, oh, really, you want to change position again? So these are the sort of unrealistic expectations that porn and the female education of romance novels, you know, you expect the orgasm to be fireworks throughout the sky and the boom and the bang and all of this happening, and really it's just a very slight pulsing sensation that feels really delicious. So we need to get clear on what sex is actually about and then what we can do to improve our sexual technique, and that's a skill that's learnt.
What are five things men and women need to know about erectile dysfunction?
All right, so one, we've got, regardless of lifestyle factors, one in two men over 40 suffer from ED. So it's not all about diet and exercise. Two, erectile medications don't always work. So this is also due to the lack of structural integrity of the penis. So what I do with, I provide my clients with an exercise which can restore strength to the penis in 5 weeks. So if a client doesn't have a good structural foundation, he can take erectile dysfunction drugs till they come out of his ears, but he'll still only gain a half-mast erection. So you need to deal with that problem properly. Three, most women believe themselves to be the cause of an erectile dysfunction problem. As I touched on before, they don't understand why the weak erection is happening, and because they don't understand the physiological reasons which cause the erectile dysfunction problem, they think that they're part of the problem, and often they're not. Which leads to the next point, four, there's more to solving ED than diet and exercise. Sometimes a partner, if a man's partner has lost interest in sex, he starts worrying about his ability to perform when he does actually engage sexually with her, and that worry causes the erectile dysfunction problem. And five, anxiety really is key, and it's caused by not having a solid procedure to follow during sex. So you can't solve the anxiety problem without knowing how to solve the erectile dysfunction problem. And that's also the same with premature ejaculation and being unable to orgasm. They can't solve the anxiety problem until they actually understand the procedure that their brain needs to be able to either gain the erection, keep the erection, stay in control, and in the woman's case, actually be able to orgasm. And this is why clients are often referred to me, because I teach them the basic mechanics of sex.
I'm sure the listeners have found this to be not only interesting, but also very helpful if you find yourself falling into the categories of some of the topics and situations that we've discussed today. You certainly need to reach out to Jackie. In conclusion, tell us any final tips or final thoughts supporting today's topic.
Well, my number one tip for solving sex problems is taking the first step. And that's understanding how to overcome the initial anxiety associated with reaching out to get help for your problem. If you don't solve that initial anxiety problem, you won't get help to solve your problem and you'll continue to have it. So on my website, endtheproblem.com, you can sign up for this number one tip so that you can get past that initial anxiety so that you can make contact. So whether that contact's with me or someone else, that's fine. Just take that first step and reach out to get help. Sex problems just aren't worth living with. They're they'll destroy you.
It's intheproblem.com. Jackie, thanks so much for your time today, and thanks for spending a moment with us on eHealth Radio.
My pleasure, Eric. Glad to be here.
We've been speaking with Jackie Oliver, the sex technique modifier at In the Problem, who is recommended by leading medical specialists as she teaches men and women, as well as couples, the ultimate strategy behind achieving and restoring a great sex life. And once again, the website of reference and for contact, it's intheproblem.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Relationship and Sexual Health channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network, and we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.